347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three here on this inauguration Monday, January 20th, 2025 edition. 25 more minutes, and we are done with Biden. Thank God. We're going to record the speech. We have some things that we have to take off and do in Traverse City. I won't be able to watch it live. Got to get things done this afternoon. Looking forward very much to the national championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. Going to be a great game. College football tonight. Excited. Looking forward to that as well. But I'm almost thankful that I can't watch the inauguration live. I want to record it. I want to make sure I have it. So I'm going to record it and watch it this afternoon when we get back. One thing I'm very anxious to see is how many executive orders is reported to the media, to the news, to see what Donald Trump's going to do. All of them. I want to hear about every single executive order he signs today. I'll be researching it. We'll be talking about it on tomorrow's show. But it's going to be very interesting to see the media and whether or not they report on and cover all of the executive orders that Donald Trump's getting ready to sign today. Pretty interesting. Now, speaking of bills signing, executive orders that are being signed, Friday, while in her Detroit Lions jersey, Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed 13 bills that were sent to her desk from the Democrat-controlled House and Senate. One of the bills included elections reform that would have allowed the State Board of Canvassers to use statistical random sampling while reviewing petition signatures. The bill was sponsored by the Democrats' House Election Chair, Penelope Turnsoglu of East Lansing. Turnsoglu is the blonde lady, you may have seen her on TV, maybe not, East Lansing state rep. She introduced them during the 23-24 term. In her veto letter, Whitmer said the bills moved Michigan in the wrong direction by authorizing sampling procedures instead of requiring exhaustive review of signatures to ensure no fraud existed, end quote, said the letter. Well, part of the reasons why the state rep introduced House bills 5571, 72, 73, 75, 76 of 2024 was due to the large-scale petition forgery that was done during the 2022 election cycle, which resulted in five Republican gubernatorial candidates being disqualified from the primary ballot. Among them was James Craig, the former Detroit police chief, who had the highest name ID among Whitmer's Republican challengers at the time. But you remember, due to the exhaustive procedure that the canvassers currently have, they went through every signature on every page. And it was determined that he did not turn in enough sufficient 15,000 signatures to make it on the ballot. Him and others were disqualified. Well, the reason she introduced this was because the legislation created a system where the State Board of Canvassers could use statistical random sampling methodology to see if the petition signatures were sufficient and valid. This would allow the board to more quickly disqualify candidates, no longer needing to coordinate with local clerks to compare unverifiable signatures if they were flagged as being obviously fraudulent. Whitmer said, "This type of crime impacts the very foundation of our democracy," which again, we don't have a democracy, Governor. We have a constitutional republic. Whitmer said about the petition fraud scandal in her letter, "Unfortunately, these bills fall far short of the serious need to address this fraud, to restore public trust in our nomination petition process, and to protect voters and our state constitution." See, here is the problem. Because of what happened, laws were broken, but yet, to my knowledge, nobody was ever held accountable. No charges were ever brought. No investigations were ever done. No charges were filed. Nobody went to jail. But there were certain people in the process of collecting these signatures that just flat out created fraudulent signatures that were blatant and wiped out five of these Republican candidates. Five Republican gubernatorial candidates were disqualified from even being on the primary ballot. Five Democrats? No. Five Republicans. We have a Democrat Attorney General. We have a Democrat Secretary of State. No one from either one of those offices cared about those candidates being on the ballot, especially James Craig, the former Detroit police chief who had the highest name ID, potentially being the best candidate to defeat Gretchen Whitmer for her second reelection bid. You connecting the dots here? You following what I'm saying? She, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, just vetoed the bill that would have made it much quicker to find fraudulent signatures on petitions. She wants to keep the old antiquated system of doing it in place. Just saying. Other bills, real quick, the two main ones that she vetoed. Governor Whitmer vetoed Senate Bill 976. This was dealing with the Unemployment Insurance Agency. And information requests made by claimants and employers alike. The bill came from the Senate Labor Committee Chair, John Cherry, Democrat from Flint. Added into law that the parties would be entitled to non-certified printouts of information as requested from the Unemployment Insurance Agency. Remember, this was the very same Unemployment Insurance Agency that paid out billions of dollars during COVID, during the China virus, to people who should not have been qualified to get the unemployment insurance. Well, Whitmer said in her letter she vetoed Senate Bill 976 due to concerns about carve-outs claiming that it allowed Freedom of Information Act's exemptions to be bypassed by licensed attorneys who were in good standing with the Michigan Bar. This exemption is problematic because disclosure of this information could be a violation of regulations promulgated by the United States Department of Labor and could be subject to the state potential penalties, including withholding of funds. Such an exemption is entirely unnecessary, given that attorneys can receive this information through the discovery process in court and administrative proceedings. Pretty interesting. 13 bills passed by the Democrats in the House and the Senate. She did not sign into law. Then you throw on top of that 9 other bills that Joe Tate, the Democrat Speaker of the House, did not submit in a timely fashion per the deadline before Matt Hall, the Republican Speaker, took over. Well, guess what? It doesn't look like those bills are moving forward either. Matt Hall is under no obligation to give them to the governor, and they may end up going in the trash can. We shall see. I'm still following that story. One other bill, just to wrap this segment up. One was sponsored by Karen Whitsett, Democrat from Detroit, the one that stood with the Republicans. Well, she had introduced House Bill 5827. Her bill would have extended unemployment benefits from 20 weeks to 26. Well, because Whitmer said she previously signed Senate Bill 40, which was sponsored by a different Democrat, which did basically the same thing, she said Whitsett's bill was not necessary. Right. She chose to sign the other Democrat's bill, not Karen Whitsett's. Kind of a little bit of a middle finger to Karen there, Governor. That's exactly what it was. She, by hiding out in Matt Hall's office, caused the Democrat caucus to fall apart, the lame duck fell apart, and they didn't get all the bills they wanted done. So I'm not going to sign your bill, lady. Vindictive, mean girl, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. 9 minutes to go, and the Biden administration is history. My opinion, he will go down as the worst president in the history of the United States. Jimmy Carter, the previous horrible president, passed away. Funeral was on January 9th. Well, the flags were lowered to half staff by Joe Biden. Well, Donald Trump has ordered the flags to be raised back to full staff, not going to be half staff during the inauguration. He's the incoming president. 8 minutes from now, he will be in the process of being sworn in and giving his speech. Politics, just unbelievable politics. Wanted the flags at half staff to make it look like the country, the nation was in mourning because of Donald Trump being sworn in. Not the case. Those flags were lowered to half staff because 30 days recognition of a former president passing away. That's what the flags were down there for. Well, Donald Trump says, sorry, I'm raising the flags on Inauguration Day. Also happens to be Martin Luther King Day. We're raising the flags back up. Petty, petty politics. Well, it is what it is. But guess what? It comes to an end, folks. 7 minutes from now. I'm counting them down. I'm excited. Can you tell? It's going to be a new day in America. These executive orders that he's signing today, these nominees being confirmed for his cabinet, he's hitting the ground running, folks. He realizes how fast 4 years goes by, and he is going to be working his butt off. Curious to see if he even ends up going to any balls tonight. I'm sure he probably will. He's got a lot of people there that he owes for his victory. They'll be in attendance, I'm sure. A lot of donors, supporters, very important people. He'll probably go. But the bottom line is he's not going until after he signs, until he gets writer's cramp. I was told by one news source, they said they saw a picture. The stack is over a foot and a half tall. laying flat in their folders of all the executive orders he's going to sign after he goes back to the Oval Office. It's going to be a great day for our country. It's going to be a great 4 years. It's going to be very interesting to see how the market responds, how foreign leaders of these foreign countries respond to him being in the Oval Office versus Biden. How fast will these wars end? How fast will we stop sending money to Ukraine? How fast will he change the energy policy in the country? Do me a favor today, folks, when you're out and about, take a picture of gas prices. Wherever you're at, take a picture of gas prices today. I want you to take a picture. I'm going to take quite a few. I'm going to be in Traverse City this afternoon. I'm going to take pictures of every gas station I go by. I want us to memorialize gas prices the day that Donald Trump was sworn in. Then I want to compare them to gas prices this coming summer and then a year from today, January 20th of 2026. I want us to be able to have documented proof as to what gas prices were today. So do me a favor. Take a picture of gas station prices today. On your way home, take pictures. Store them in your phone. If you've taken a couple of pictures of gas prices today, text me later today, gas. Just text me gas. And I'll know that you've taken pictures of gas stations. We want to document the prices all around our listening area. Finally, just a quick reminder, we are working this month on getting rear window stickers on vehicles. If you haven't done it yet, if you haven't gotten yours, text me your name, your mailing address, and how many stickers you can put on vehicles, and I'll mail them out to you. Greatly appreciate you guys helping us get the word out. We need more people to see the station, to check it out, increase our listenerships, increase our ratings with Nielsen, and hopefully get more sponsors. That's your little contribution to the radio station, to the show, to help us. We need to get this done. Last thing I want to get in for today. As you watch the inauguration, as you check out, you watch the news, any information you get for me today, please text it to me so I'm fully aware of what you saw in the news, what was reported. Executive orders, whether he goes to any balls or not, just keep me informed. I got a crazy busy day and I need your help. I'm going to watch the inauguration tonight when I get home, hopefully right before the Ohio State Notre Dame National Championship. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a magnificent Monday. Make America great again, Mr. President.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach Super.